I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 532. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Those may be among life's cruelest words. They would be the words of someone who is forced to recognize the person right in front of their face that they looked past, ignored, dismissed, denied, until they had to admit their existence and their need. And it's all too common a practice. We all need help here. So no guilt. Just a prayer for eyes to see, hearts to care, and hands willing to help. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And loving others means seeing others, even seeing those that we tend to overlook. Love means being aware of, tuning into, having a heart for the people we just might look past every day. I'm sorry I didn't see you could have been the words of the rich man in Luke chapter 16. Poor Lazarus was at his doorstep every day. Dogs were licking his sores, eating the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And the rich man was oblivious to him on every level, not moved, with a big blind spot on his heart. That is until the rich man died, and he wakes up in torment, and then he's confronted with his own callous heart. And you can read about what happens in Luke 16. Or we could go to Matthew 25, where Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you did not give me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you did not give me something to drink. I was a stranger, you did not invite me in. I needed clothing, and you did not clothe me. I was sick, and you did not look after me. I was in prison, and you did not come to visit me. For whatever you did not to one of the least of these, brothers and sisters of mine, you did not do it to me." Oof! Such a gut punch passage. But it's not just the homeless, the invisible poor on the streets that we pass every day. Let's look deeper. Mother Teresa said, "The biggest disease today is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but the feeling of being unwanted, uncared for, deserted by everybody." We are pretty good at loving people who love us back. We're pretty good at loving people who contribute, do something for us. But what about those who can't or don't? The aged, for example. In some societies, the aged are revered and honored, not thrown away or seen as irrelevant. Now, we love energy and youth and go get 'em. But when energy is waned and youth is gone and the go get 'em is impossible, do we ignore those folks and say, "I'm sorry, I didn't see you"? Then there are the singles. Even in the church, singles feel out of place because often church programs are built for families and promoted as such. And the slight is not intentional, but it's just as painful and just as real. It's as if we're saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you." Or there's kids. Some parents are so busy finding fulfillment in their careers, they ignore their kids. They don't mean to, they just do. The kids are an afterthought. They're when I've got time. They're leave me alone, I'm busy. We'll get to it later. And then they grow up, and mom and dad don't understand why their kids don't love God, or their parents, or even themselves. I love the story of the dad who promised to take his kids to the circus. But he got a work phone call. Business needed his attention. The kids braced themselves for his answer until they heard dad say into the phone, "I won't be able to do that. It'll have to wait." The person on the other end of the line said, "The circus comes back, you know." "I know," said the father, "but childhood doesn't." Parents, may you not wait too long, seeking the wrong things, and one day you have to say to your grown and distant kids, "I'm sorry, I didn't see you." I'm sure you can think of other groups of people that we often overlook: the cashier at the store, the child on the playground, the one who busses our dishes at the restaurant, and so on. All people made by God, loved by God, and deserving of your love too. The physically, mentally, and emotionally challenged, the too young or too old, the too poor or too crazy, those who speak another language, wear different clothes, and have different customs. Those are people who are too quiet or blend in too much. They all need love, and you have it to give because God gave it to you. Here's the great question. Who are the people on your path that you are not really seeing? What are you going to do about it? Let's pray this prayer adapted from hfny.org. Father, remind our hearts that there is no ordinary people. There are no mere mortals, but that every person is the image bearer of the Most High, deserving of honor. Father, would our thoughts, words, and actions toward others be free of contempt, envy, resentment, arrogance, or indifference? Give us an attitude of honor toward those that you have made and placed on our path in your sovereignty. Jesus, you also showed special care for the immigrant, the oppressed, those who are in prison, and all who feel alone and overwhelmed. Spirit, we know that a moment of tender compassion when we hear sad stories is not enough to change the situation of those who are afflicted. We pray that you would energize your church into action. You have not held back, but you have gifted your church abundantly in time, talent, and treasure, and you've given us stewardship over them. We would be faithful stewards of the abundance that you bestowed upon us and use it in alignment with your heart and your will. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 533. And in the meantime, the rich man came out of his house every day, and he never really saw with eyes of compassion, with eyes of love, never really saw with eyes of caring, and with the eyes of Jesus. If the rich man had seen Lazarus, what a difference it would have made for both of them. Well, folks, Lazarus is everywhere. Open the eyes of your heart so that you don't have to say, "I'm sorry, I didn't see you."